Look in your Bibles to the book of John this morning, John chapter number 12, John chapter 12, and I'll read a few verses here, then we'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. Good to have Miss Erica back home with us today and all. What a blessing. Amen. Be her back for a few days in half, and we're thanking the Lord for that. Let's stand this morning, you're willing and able. John chapter number 12, and I'll read about the first three verses, and then we'll pray and try to preach as the Lord directs our heart today. John chapter number 12, and beginning in verse 1. The Bible said, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for the reading of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you've given us to assemble together as we are today. Lord, I beg of you for just a few minutes. You give me clarity of thought and clarity of speech. I pray you anoint me by the Holy Ghost. I pray you remove anything that would try to hinder in the preaching of the Word of God today. May your Word, may the Spirit of God have freedom to work in our hearts and in our lives. And Lord, we ask you to save that soul that's nearest hell. Oh Lord, I pray, may you be glorified in all we say and do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 2 this morning, where the Bible said there they made him a supper and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. I ought to preach this morning just a few minutes on this subject of sitting at the table with the Lord. Sitting at the table with the Lord. Now, as we are reading this passage and we find it setting in after the events of John 11, Jesus comes into the house of Martha there in Bethany. They make him this supper, and Lazarus is one of them that sits down at the table with the Lord. Now, can I say this as far as a spiritual application? As we think of sitting at the table with the Lord, at the table is a place of food and fellowship. It is a place of communion and a place of closeness. It is a place of rest and refreshment. That's what it means when we gather around an earthly table, but much more so around a spiritual table. You understand today, as we have come here to Gateway, we have come to get out the table of the Lord. It is not about some individual of this world, but it is about us gathering around him at his table, enjoying the good things of God that God has in store for each of us today. Oh, friend, I will say this. You can leave here today and never be at the table of the Lord. Amen. Or if you come in today, you can make up your mind and purpose in your heart. I plan and I will. I get at God's table and receive what he has for me and for you. Oh, we must be here to get at the table of the Lord. I got thinking about this, and here's something God's been working in me about 2 weeks. This passage and this thought, something that's been fresh in my heart about Lazarus getting at this table. Now understand, there are three things that had to happen for Lazarus to get at this table. And I want to say in an application, these three things still apply to us today if we're to get at the table of the Lord. You say, preacher, what had to take place for Lazarus to get at this table? Well, number one, he had to be resurrected. Amen. When you get in John 11, we find that Lazarus had died. Even in our text in chapter 12 and verse 1, he said Lazarus was, which was dead, whom he raised from the dead. Hey, Lazarus had died in John 11. He was dead. He was in the tomb. Well, guess what? Dead people can't sit at a table, and dead people can't enjoy the fellowship of the table. Oh, friend, he had to be resurrected. He was dead. Matter of fact, Jesus said there in John 11 and verse number 14, Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. He was not unconscious. He was not in a coma. He had not been knocked out or passed out. But Lazarus was dead. Well, with him being dead, there must be a divine summons. Hey, Lazarus wasn't getting out of that tomb without a divine summons. And that came in chapter 11 and verse number 43. The Bible says, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And verse 44, and he that was dead came forth. Hey, Lazarus was dead. There's no hope. Martha couldn't resurrect him. Mary couldn't resurrect him. But when Jesus came to town, a resurrection took place for Lazarus. Can I remind you of something this morning? How before you were saved, you were dead and in trespasses and in sin. Hey, listen to me. I saw some old-time saints growing up. They were constantly getting at the Lord's table. That intrigued me. I was interested, but I could not get to that table. Why, preacher? I was dead spiritually. I was lost without God and without hope in this world. Hey, if you're lost today, you're a dead man. That's right. Oh, preacher, I'm a breathing. You're dead spiritually. And you can't get at the table until there is a divine summons. Amen. You say you preach that a lot. Gonna keep on preaching it. It ain't 1, 2, 3. It ain't I'll just choose this day. Hey, there must be a divine summons come to your soul or you'll never get saved. Hey, I promise you this, I knew it was the Lord who was a summonsing me. Amen. Whoa, friend, let me just ask you this. Have you ever received the divine summons? Have you ever been resurrected spiritually? Hey, you all know why some of us get emotional? It's because we're alive on the inside. Amen. Hey, I get blessed sometimes at the house of God, and it makes me want to shout, makes me want to run. Why? I'm alive. I thank God. Life's on the inside. Oh, friend, Lazarus had to be resurrected to get at the table, and so do you. You know what? The quote church world of our day, trying to make church available for sinners, and I would say sinners should be welcome. Hello. But they ought not be comfortable. Did you get what I just said? They ought to be welcome, but not comfortable. Amen. They won't have church where it don't look too churchy now. Hello. They want to just make it kind of an easy going thing. That ain't the Lord's table. There ain't but one table and one way to get to that table, and that you got to get resurrected. You must be born again. Amen. We find Lazarus had to receive a divine summons as sure as we do in salvation. Now, I want to say this and I'll move on. If there's not been such a day in your life, friend, I promise you, if the Holy Ghost speaks to you today, you could be saved if you'll turn to Him. Amen. A man, woman, boy, girl never wants to get saved until the Lord makes the first move anyhow. Amen. Your flesh loves its sin. Your flesh loves to keep doing what's always done. But for a man to receive that call from God and respond and gets born again, it changes him.
Well, for Lazarus to get that table, he had to be resurrected. Let me say number two, and I'll spend a little time right here. Not only Lazarus had to be resurrected, but Lazarus had to be released. You say, preacher, ain't that the same thing? No, no, it really ain't. You say, why? Look over at John 11 again. At verse 43 and 44, we find verse 43, that him getting resurrected. And when he had thus spoken, he cried a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth. Now listen to the rest of verse 44. Bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Now, understand something. When God resurrected Lazarus, he was as alive as you can get. Amen. He wasn't just somewhat alive. He was alive. And I want to just throw this out too. After his resurrection, nobody had to keep coming by assuring him he was alive. Hello. Are you? I ain't propping folk up. If you don't know you're saved, I can't help you, because I don't give assurance of salvation, because it ain't my salvation no how. Amen. Lazarus knew I'm alive. I really know it. Amen. So nobody had to reassure him. But understand this, when he came out bound. Amen. Grave clothes had him tied up. Matter of fact, had a napkin over his face. Couldn't really see real good when he first got resurrected. Now, I'm going to throw this out. This is my opinion, so take that and a $5 bill and go to Starbucks. But I believe Lazarus floated out of that tomb. Well, he's bound hand and foot. He can't walk. And he couldn't see. How in the world are you going to walk and you can't see? Amen. So I believe that when the Lord called him, he floated out. And then he said, those around, loose him and let him go. They had to begin to cut away the grave clothes. Now, when you got saved, now I'll say something. I submitted to as much of his lordship as I possibly could the night I got saved. I sure did. What I knew was wrong in my life, I repented, I turned from it, I got born again, I was alive. But you know what I've been finding out in 37 years? There's more grave clothes to cut off. Amen. People want somebody just got saved to be living and acting like somebody been saved 30 and 40 and 50 years. That ain't going to happen. You didn't even start out like that. Amen. You were bound up and I was bound up in the grave clothes. I believe first thing they did cut away where he could see. You remember when you first got saved and God began removing the scales from your eyes? You couldn't understand that Bible. It didn't make no sense. Preaching didn't make no sense until God began to get rid of the scale, get rid of what was blinding you, getting it out of the way. Hey, I'm glad he cut away that part of that, those grave clothes, so I could see properly. Amen. And then I began as I was saved, I was alive, I was excited about being, I was seeing like I'd never seen before. But I wanted to walk with him. Wanted to walk with him, Brother Tim. And I kept a stumbling, Brother Tim. Kept falling over. Why was it? I was bound up. It's hard to walk with your feet tied. You can hop a little bit. That's about as good as it's going to get. And you're real prone to tip over. Amen. So before you start knocking that young Christian, well, they just gone back. They really didn't get. You better understand, there's still some grave clothes the Lord's cutting off of them. We all right this morning? Amen. Hey, I remember when God took this blessed old book and cut my feet loose where I could walk. Amen. It was in me. I wanted to walk with God, but I had some stuff had me bound up. I wanted to serve God, but my hands was tied up. Amen. And the Word of God one day cut that loose. Oh, yeah. You see, what's happened with some of you, you know you're saved. You know that we can have fellowship with God. You know there's victory for the Christian life. But you just feel like, preacher, I miss getting to the table. I want to get there with the Lord, but it's like I can't get there. I'm going to tell you why. You're still bound up. Some of you are bound up with the world. Now say amen, because you get too quiet and I have to get the naming stuff. Amen. You're bound up. Oh, yeah. That's what's wrong with most folk in the church world today. The world's got them bound. Some are bound up with their friends. Oh, I get to tell, but I ain't sure my friends would like it. I'm going to tell you, friends ain't worse missing the table. Amen. Oh, others are tied up, friend, with a critical spirit. They're busy criticizing everybody, and they never get to tell you they're bound up with their spiritual problem of being so critical of people's lives. They're bound up. Some are bound up with an unforgiving spirit. Amen. Others are bound up with a lot of others. What is it got you bound? I'm going to tell you what you need is to be released. You need for that little spirit of God take that blessed old book and begin cutting stuff off of you. Amen. You ain't getting the table because you're bound. Can you imagine? Can you imagine this in your mind? Lazarus tied up a hopping around everywhere. They hadn't let him loose. Him get up the table. Can you imagine this? Him all bound up. And in Bible times, I'll deal with this more in a minute, they didn't sit in chairs, they reclined. Can you imagine him tied up? Can you imagine that? He can't even reach up to get a morsel of bread. Hello? That's why some of you think, well, I'm not getting fed. You're bound up. If you ain't bound up, you eat. Yeah, if you hungry, you eat. But if you let yourself all tied up with stuff, that's why you ain't eating. It ain't everybody else's fault. Yes, sir. Amen. You're tied up where you can't enjoy what God's got on the table. Amen. Hey, Lazarus had to be released. He had to let the others help him get rid of that stuff off of him. Hey, thank God for the word of God that's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hey, it'll cut everything in the world off of you if you'll let it. Amen. Hey, you want at the table of the Lord? You're going to have to get resurrected and you're going to have to be released. Amen. Why do you want to stay bound? Why would you want to stay like that? You don't have to be. You can be free in the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. Amen. I remember as a young preacher, I've told you before I started pastoring, I was 21 years old. And I did still think as a young man, even though I was a pastor, and I'd study and pray and preach. And man, some of you think I'm real emotional now. Some of you think I get worked up. Man, y'all saw me at 21. I climbed pews. I did last week. It got so big on me in Kentucky, I jumped up on a pew before I knowed I was up there. Hey, man. I mean, boys, as a young man, I could really just lay with all time, just excited. Well, Pastor Nat Young, even as an older man, you have those Sundays that just ain't much happens. That'd be good. Now, if you're looking for a church that's perfect, and you're looking for a church that's always popping, I don't know where to go. Because there ain't one out there. We all have down Sundays where this don't seem like there's a whole lot happening. Say amen, nod your head, just admit it. And sometimes it's just okay. We went to church. Right? Bless your heart. I'm watching you. I can say amen to my own preaching today. Amen. Folk come in, they're tired, they're wore out, and it's hard for everybody to get in it. Amen. Well, I was having one of them Sundays as a young man. Me and my wife was having lunch with her papa and mama. Some of you have met him last Saturday at the wedding. Old mountain preacher. I mean, he likes to preach. It don't matter where he's at. He'll tickle you to death. Just got, and got the touch of God on him, amen. And we was at their house, and there I am, a young man, and it was one of them Sundays, but there, and I did what every good young preacher does. I griped about it. I was talking about how sorry and dead the singing was. Yeah, preachers even talk about that, just like you do going home. Amen. Wasn't nobody in it. Everybody looked sad. Everybody on and on. I just run my mouth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I finally shut up. Papa spoke up. He said, son, I don't go nowhere to get bound up. I go to get loose. Amen. You know what the Holy Ghost did? Cut me loose right there. He reminded me, he's right. You're letting everything around you tie you up where you can't enjoy getting at my table. If you'll let me cut you loose and forget about the brethren, forget about everybody else, and understand when church starts, it's every man for himself. You can get at the table then. Amen. You just need to get loosed. Amen. Quit watching everybody else. Let the Lord set you free. Amen. So you got to be resurrected. You got to be released. Number three, Lazarus had to recline. For the Bible said there that he sat. He sat at the table with him. Getting reclined, they didn't have the chair. They laid down. So he had to get in his spot. Hello. Hey, it was there. It was available. But he had to make up his mind. I'm going to get right there by the Lord. And I'm going to dine with him and in fellowship with him. I'm going to enjoy it. Do you know what's happened with some of you? Now, you've been resurrected and God's been releasing you through your Christian life. Hey, that change happened to me the day I got saved. Ain't the only change. It's been a life of changes. Amen. But yet, you can be loose and still not get the table. You see, now everybody look at me. I'm just trying to help us today. This good practical preaching. A lot of folk right here today, you know what you've been doing since you've been here? You've been walking around the table. That's all you've done. You ain't got at yourself. Boy, they're enjoying church. Man, the preacher's fired up. No, maybe nobody else ain't preaching fired up. Huh? I like that song. That's a pretty good song right there. That blesses my heart. But all you're doing is walking around the table. You still ain't enjoying what's there till you get at your place. Now you can be like the sons of the prophets. Book of 2 Kings chapter 2, the day Elijah went up to heaven by whirlwind, and it said they stood to view afar off. They wasn't real close. They just, we're all right, we'll watch it from here. Hey, man, that's what some of you do around church. It's good. I like what y'all do, but I'm just going to watch. You ought to try it. You ought to get at the table. You ought to let him rich you some parched corn. Amen. That's right. Ruth got that bread from that parched corn from Boaz. You know why? She's at the table. He didn't throw it like that restaurant out the west, throw that bread across the restaurant. He don't do that at his table. He hands it to you. And if you'll get to the table, he'll just put right up your mouth if you want it. Amen. But you've got to get at your place. If there's anything I could get all of us here get a hold of, is understand we have got to get to the table for ourselves. Nobody else can get fed for you. Nobody else, our friend, can get from God what you need for yourself. Amen. You've got to make up your mind regardless what everybody else does or what they say or what they think and just get to the table for yourself. I made up my mind a long time ago that day as a young preacher. I will not go to church again and I'll let anybody tie me up. Since that day, I've gone to get in this thing. Amen. That's why I smile. Somebody say, you smile. Because I made up my mind all them sour faces ain't going to make me sour. Amen. I'm going to enjoy church. Amen. Hey, it's available. The table's set. The Lord says, come and dine. It's up to us to get at the table Amen. He's not going to mail it to you. He's going to give it to you if you get the table. Amen. Oh, friend, I love the Lord's table. I enjoy getting at it. There ain't no better place. I mean that I enjoy just pulling up to the Lord's table and Him feeding my soul and me fellowship. Somebody said, I'd like to know the Lord more. Get at the table. Amen. Oh, preacher, I'd like to hear His voice. Get at the table. Amen. You know, they mention here, and I'm done, this text about Martha. In Luke 10, they have Jesus there at another time. Martha's a servant, and Mary gets at the Lord's feet and goes to worshiping and enjoying the Lord, hearing what the Lord's got to say. And Martha comes by and said, Lord, she's let me serve. Why won't you make her do something? Yeah. Martha's still serving in verse 2. But I want to tell you what, there's a few of them made up their mind, we're going to sit down. We're going to get to the table. We've got to have something for my inner man. I've got to have that closeness, that communion, that fellowship, that food for the soul. I've got to have it. Amen. Hey, church means a lot to me. It does. Can I just word it like this? I read my Bible each day for my inner man. I do. I pray daily. I have that alone time with God that's taught in the Scriptures. But can I remind you of a great truth? You are in the main dining hall this morning. I get stuff one-on-one, but there's just something extra, something special, something different that you get setting in the house of God. Amen. We've all been sick and couldn't go to church, and maybe saw it on the internet, so maybe got a CD, but there's just something different about getting in the church house. There's just something about it. Why? I believe it's the main dining hall. I believe this is what God intended for us to come to get fed. And when you come, get at the table. Quit worrying about the things of this life. Hey, the world's in a mess. Amen. Prophecies coming to pass, nations against nation. Man, there's wars and rumors of wars. All that's going on. You can let that keep you tore up, or you can come down. Amen. Hey, you can let the fact that somebody spoke to you, somebody wasn't kind to you, tear you up all the time, or you can get to the table. Amen. It's your choice. Your choice. Hey, we got to be resurrected. We've got to be released, and we've got to recline to get the table with the Lord. Where are you at today? Where are you at spiritually, my friend? You lost, you saved? Are you dining with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, or are you just kind of off watching somewhere? Oh, I pray you'll get at the table, amen. Father, take the message, use it for your honor, for your glory. I've tried my best to preach what you put on my heart this morning. Lord, may we seal it in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Lord, I love you for first loving me. Lord, all you do now in this invitation time, we give you the glory for it. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I've tried my best to preach what God gave me. And I wonder today if there could be one here and be honest with yourself, honest before the Lord, and say, preacher, I'm lost. You've described me. I'm dead in trespass and sin. And I know I need to be saved. Would you pray for me today? And you'd lift your hand from the youngest to the oldest in this place. Preacher, I'm lost. I see that young hand. I see that young hand. Somebody else, preacher, I'm not saved. I know it. Pray for me. Is there a child of God just being honest, saying, preacher, I'm bound. I've let some stuff tie me up. And I'm coming to church, but I'm not getting the table because I'm bound. And preacher, pray for me. I'll let the Lord loose me. Get it cut off. Amen. 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 Hands are going up. Amen. Let some stuff bind me up. Maybe there's someone here that's saved and the Lord's been loosing you, but for whatever reason, you've just been walking around the table instead of just getting there and feeding. And you'd raise hands and say, preacher, pray for me. I'll just get at my place. I failed to get there. Amen. 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 Let's stand this morning. This altar's open. As we sing, will you come? Christian, I urge you, come. Say, Lord, help me with this. Lord, help me. I just get at your table while we sing.